Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says if the CD revolution has done anything, it's made a lot of music from the past available again, sometimes sounding better than it did the first time around. For instance, now you can get properly remixed and remastered Led Zeppelin.
If this time of year means anything, it's that there are lots of you out there looking for gifts or dropping hints for gifts. So I've decided to kill a few birds with one stone here by highlighting the year's best reissues. Maybe you'll get an idea for a gift, and meanwhile I can thank the American record companies who are, at long last, systematically making our history available to us again, something the Europeans and Japanese have been doing for years. Now, when I say reissue, I don't mean a re-release. Capitol, for instance, has re-released the Beach Boys and the Band's albums with new and scholarly liner notes and done a great job with them. I'm talking about collections that highlight an artist or a period in a form that's never existed as such before.
Every time I'm walking down the streets, some pretty mama start breaking down with me, start breaking down. Stop breaking down. The stuff I got a bunch of brains out, baby, it'll make you lose your mind.
Probably the most noteworthy reissue of the year is one that's been ready for over a decade while scholars fought over a couple of photographs. Columbia's Robert Johnson collection features every note the great blues mystery man ever recorded, an essential for any blues collection. Their new Roots and Blues series also has superb reissues of Lonnie Johnson, Big Bill Brunzi, and the Big Three Trio, along with collections of slide guitar players, blues with topical lyrics, and a Legends of the Blues anthology that's a great place to start learning about blues. They also did a Cajun collection, although I think the Country Music Foundation's Le Grand Mamou collection has the edge here. Rock and roll's earliest years have gotten a boost from Specialty Records, which recorded some of the prime movers in the late 40s. They've come out with a slew of reissues devoted to Roy Milton, Joe and Jimmy Liggins, Percy Mayfield, Jesse Belvin, and Larry Williams. Great listening, though the notes, which are by an egomaniac named Billy Vera, could have been a lot more informative.
What you say, man? Quit mumbling and talk out loud.
And MCA, which in past years has given us box sets by Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters, this year has given us the Bo Diddley box set, which is as beautifully notated and remastered as you could ask for. Howlin' Wolf next year, you guys. An equally well-done project is Columbia Special Products' Roy Orbison collection, 4 CDs tracing his career. Unfortunately, what it accidentally demonstrates is that Roy recorded a lot of stuff like this.
There once was an Indian brave by the name of Yellow Hand. He fell in love with a maiden known as White Sand. They vowed the love would last forevermore. Then came the day that they had waited for. Yellow Hand brought her a golden feather. White Sand said a prayer for good weather. The ceremonial dance grew loud and strong. Then Yellow Hand began their wedding song.
For obsessives only, I'm afraid. The Byrds have long deserved a coherent telling of their story, and this year they got it, a 4-CD box that looks like a tombstone and has awful graphics inside. But the remastered selections are gorgeous, and if the fourth disc demonstrates the band's slide into mediocrity, well, that's history too. Without a doubt, this has been the year when the 70s started coming back. For one thing, there's Atlantic's 4-disc Led Zeppelin set, described by my colleague Brent Grolke as all the Zeppelin you're ever going to need. What you don't need is PolyGram's 20th anniversary edition of the complete Layla sessions by Derek and the Dominoes. True, the original Layla album was horribly mixed, and the remixed disc is wonderful. The disc of outtakes, and especially the one of jams, on the other hand, only underscore what feeble improvisers rock musicians can be. The remixed Layla by itself will be available next year. You don't need to spend $40 on this. I've done this whole thing without mentioning Rhino Records, which is largely a reissue label. They've done some great ones, by Wanda Jackson, Del Shannon, two girl group anthologies, and many more. But for that special person on your list, you might like to consider that they've released a 15-volume series of the 70s greatest pop hits, and that's only up to 1975. Pure torture and better than coal in the stocking any day.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.